What's up, man? It's your boy Ty Dolla $ign, Taylor Gang of Die. You listening to Pools? Turn this up one time. Whoa. Yeah.
You obviously love yourself some good singing.
Yeah.
So explain that, because a lot of people see you as a hybrid of rapper and singer.
The singing comes from just growing up in my household. My pops was in a band called Lakeside. Like, just imagine my life right now. Like, I kick it with YG might come through, Big Sean might come through, be in the studio with Ye, be in the studio with whoever, you know, Mary J. Blige, and my daughter's there, right? So she gets to see all of this. When I was growing up, it was the same way. Earth, Wind & Fire, Lakeside, Prince, all those bands, they would be around my dad. So I got to meet all those dudes. So that's what made me want to, like, check out the singing stuff. And plus, I used to go to church all the time and play bass in church. So I'm just into, like, good singing, real music.
On your album, you made sure to really also feature that. We had Jagged Edge, Babyface, Brandy, amazing vocalists. I feel like real singing is not maybe as appreciated as it was back then. Everything's about being low-key, not doing too much, holding back. What do you think could be the reason why people don't appreciate that good singing anymore and they want it to be more cool and less maybe riffy?
Because now the internet's out and Instagram's out and everybody wants to just be like the same thing. Everybody's copying each other, and that's cool now. Like, now you'll see like street brands, two C's or two G's, and like that's accepted now, right? If I was in high school and shit, like, and we wore a fake Gucci or fake Chanel, niggas would get fucking roasted to where you couldn't come back to school the next day. And now, like, everything is just cool and accepted, and like, that's not good when it comes to music. One time I was doing a concert with Wiz. And my homie DJ Bonix, he's his DJ. He got up there and he's an incredible DJ, incredible with the scratching. And he did a little 30-second little scratching segment. And like, the crowd didn't go crazy. That tripped me out. It just lets you know that, like, from guitar playing, bass playing, drumming, DJing, or good singing, it's not really appreciated as much anymore.
You think you lose your coolness when you are too good at your craft and you take it too seriously?
Maybe. People just think, oh, he's going too hard. He's taking it too serious. Oh, we can't do that, so it's not cool. And that shouldn't be the way it is. It should be cool when there's somebody that could do something that you can't do.
You've been on tour. You've been to Germany, Switzerland also, I believe.
Yep.
Between the other countries and Germany, how does Germany do as far as turntness?
Oh, they're super turnt, especially like towards the end of the show when like all the songs that they really know come on. Then it goes wild. It turns into a punk rock concert or something.
Have you been, are you familiar with any German artists? You've listened to, you heard something on the radio or something like that?
Actually, the first song that ever blew up for me in the States was called All Star, and that's produced by a German producer named Fuego. He lives in the States now, but I've been rocking with the German homies forever, you know?
I wanted to know, because we don't know too much about you when you were, like, younger. Yeah. How was, because for us as Europeans, we can't imagine what it's like to grow up in Los Angeles. So give us, a little throwback to when you were, like, 7, 8. How was your life after school? What did you eat? What did you watch on TV? What was, like, your life like back in the day?
Back in the day, we used to eat ramen noodles or the cup of noodles heated up in the microwave with some water and watch cartoons and, you know, my mom didn't really let us eat candy, you know, so we was eating carrots and celery, put some peanut butter on them, you know what I mean? Just, you know, regular thugging as a kid in L.A., South Central. And it's not as bad as they try to make it seem, like with Boys in the Hood and Mr. Society. I mean, there's bad shit that goes on everywhere, but it seems like that's always the focus when you look at L.A. Bloods and Crips and just craziness. But L.A. is really a beautiful city, beautiful women, good food. Beautiful people, man. So shout out to my city. And if you haven't been, you should definitely come and visit.
So you were like a fun kid that always ate healthy. Like, that was like a big thing for you? They were like a healthy lifestyle?
I mean, yeah. She just didn't want us to eat candy. And I've only had one cavity in my life, which is now. And that's thanks to my mom, you know?
I'm sure you've been a great fan of Prince. What were your favorite songs and what did he mean to you? And what does Prince mean to you?
Controversy is one of my favorite songs for Prince, just because, like, everybody used to just question Prince and wonder, you know, what is this guy? Like, you know, my homie, My homie AR posted this shit today where Prince was sucking on a lollipop with his hair wrap and shit. And he said, Prince is the only nigga that can send this selfie to a female and she'll still give him some pussy. You remember? So Prince is one of the illest, man. Just like his singing, his performance, his guitar playing, and the songwriting, everything about him. Like, I listen to him all the time for inspiration and for ideas. Back in the day when I had my little duo, me and my homie Corey from New York, we made a song with Snoop Dogg called Irresistible Bitch, which was one of the remakes of his song, but it wasn't actual remake, it was totally different. But one thing I loved about Prince was he wouldn't clear the record no matter how dope it was, and he won't clear nobody's record. Yeah. You feel me? He said, nobody can sample my shit. And I think I'm gonna be the same way, fuck it. You feel me? But hopefully it might change now that he's gone, you know, just to keep his music alive forever. And like, there's been remakes, like TLC remade the Give It Up back in the day.
How did you find out about the news?
I found out on Instagram, and then I hit my girl up. I'm like, yo, did you hear about this? And she's like, no. Then all of a sudden I look back on my Instagram and I just start seeing it down everybody's feed. And then I call my dad and I'm like, Dad, did you hear about this? He's like, yeah, man, they said he was in the hospital 2 days ago with the flu and I don't understand why they let him out. I'm like, man, that's just fucking crazy, bro. But, you know, rest in peace to Prince. Prayers and, you know, big love to his family. And he will definitely live on forever.
You also were a couple of times featured on Kanye's album. How was that? Wasn't that an honor? How was that whole experience on Life of Pablo?
That was lit, man. I couldn't believe it when he put out Real Friends. I didn't know it was just going to come out like that. He didn't, like, tell me it was about to come out. He just dropped it before the album. And then all my friends were like, yo, that new Kanye song, that's you. I'm like, yeah, man, it's lit. So shout out to Kanye, man. Every time we work together, it's a movie. And I can't wait to get back in the studio with him.
Final question I want to ask you. That's a funny question. So you're a Ty Dolla $ign. But if you were another currency, which would you be?
Ty pounds, nigga. You feel me? I'd just be Ty pounds. You feel me? The highest currency. Ty francs. Ty. What's the other ones we learned? There's francs. There's pounds. There's euros. There's crown. I'd probably just be Ty pounds, man.
Could that be like an alter ego, like a mixtape? Ty pound $ign.
Who knows, man? Who knows what might happen? We'll just keep the magic coming.
Okay, let the people know your final words. Some things maybe the fans don't know about.
Just follow my Snapchat. For those of you that don't know, how I always pick my records is by reaction. So when I play a record, I look around and I see if motherfuckers is rocking. So let me know if you like something on Snapchat. I always play the new shit, like just little 5-second snippets. And if I hear enough, like, oh, what was that? Then it's gonna come out. So Instagram and everything else is at Ty Dolla $ign. If you don't know how to spell Ty Dolla $ign by now, I don't even want you to follow me with your stupid ass.